Thanks for calling FM billing department. This is Martin. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I got two bills. Mm-hmm. For one for my son back in March, one for my wife back in March. At that current time, I was employed by my company, of which I had Blue Cross Blue Shield with. I left my company April 1st, and clearly they tried to backdate the insurance, and it worked because these bills are not being covered. I'm not going to be able to pay these bills. I'm currently unemployed. I'm on MassHealth, so I'm just calling to see if there's any type of hardship that I can apply for, because I can't afford over $1,200 or $1,400 in bills right now for when I had insurance too, and my company is the one that screwed me.
Okay, will you just help me out with the date of birth so I can find your account?
Well, it's going to be my wife. It's my wife and my son that go there.
Okay, tell me the date of birth of your wife.
So, birth of my wife is 2/10/97.
Got it. And what's her good name?
Hannah.
Hannah Hofnagel, right?
Yep.
Got it. Yes, in your wife's account in Hannah, she owed $666, $666, okay, so right now you are,
My son has a bill for $658 too.
Okay, will you tell me your son's date of birth?
Yep, 08/24/24.
Got it. Excel, right?
Yep.
Got it. So right now, you can't pay this bill, so you want to pay it later, right?
I can't pay either of these bills, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to. I lost my job. I'm on the state health for Massachusetts because I can't afford insurance. I mean, and the worst part of all is I had insurance back in March with my company. When I left my company April 1st, they backdated my insurance, and that's what has screwed me here, because, again, when I was working in March, I had insurance, and the company I worked for was a very terrible company.
Got it. So your insurance was also expired in the terminated on April 1st, or it is also expired before that?
Technically, my insurance should have expired in April, because that's when I left. But when I left in April, my company backdated my cancellation to March 6th, which is, you know, a week before my son's appointment on March 11th and 2 weeks before my wife's appointment on March 18th. So, I mean, the insurance ended on March 6th. It was so close, and I should have had it till the end of April, because I left my company April 1st.
Got it. Okay. Just a moment. Let me have a look. Okay. Please be online.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thanks for being online. Okay. Do one thing. Let me transfer this call to my senior, so they will help you for further. Okay. Please be online.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, this is Rick. How are you doing today, sir?
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. How about you?
Good. So, I don't know if you filled you in on what's going on at all, or no?
Yeah, informed me that your insurance was supposed to get deactivated on April 1st, right? Or you left the job on April 1st?
I left my job on April 1st, and I had Blue Cross and Blue Shield insurance with that company.
Okay.
And these two appointments were in March.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I left my job, they took my insurance at these two appointments because I had insurance. Mm-hmm. And then I just got these two bills at the recently saying that it has not gone through, and now I owe $666 for my wife's appointment and $658 for my son's appointment. I called up Blue Cross Blue Shield right before this call, and they told me there's nothing they can do because on their end, all it says is that my insurance was ended on March 6th, which, again, I don't know how because I left my company April 1st. So now I'm calling you guys because Blue Cross Blue Shield basically told me there's nothing they can or will do, and I'm asking you guys for whatever you can do because, again, I had insurance, and two, I lost my job recently. I'm on state health. I can't afford $1,300 right now for when the craziest thing of all, I had insurance.
Yeah, I do get that. Yeah. So, is it possible for you to talk to your employer regarding this? Otherwise, I can do something from my side. That won't be a problem. Yeah.
I did. I tried calling them, and they told me to fuck off.
Okay. So, is it okay if I just add a discount on this and you will receive an updated bill then? And if you like, you can also do a payment plan with us.
What would the discount be?
I'm not really sure how much it will be, but I can just add that and you will receive a new bill from our side. Let me see what I can do on that. Just give me a minute. I'll be back with you. Just a minute.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay. No, yeah, just give me a minute, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll just if you can just stay on the hold for 2 to 3 minutes, I'll just get back to you. I'll just need to apply those charges here.
Yeah, take your time. I'm in no rush.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
hey, yeah, just give me a minute. So for HANA's account, now the total will be 453. I think it was 700 or 800, yeah. So it will be 453,
no,
and I think 453, yeah, on that one. And yeah, just let me apply the charges on Excel's account as well. Just give me a minute.
Alright.
Yeah. And if you want, we can also set up a payment plan, so you can do $40 or $50 every month.
Alright. I have to try to figure out how to pay that.
Yeah, because I think you will receive 2 or 3 statements, and after that, it will go to collection. So, yeah, if you like, you can come down to the office and you can talk to someone regarding this. Because I can only do a discount on this. I cannot do anything else for you. But yeah, if you talk to Christine, she might be able to help you on this.
Okay. And what is the discount on Axel's?
Just give me a minute. I'll just give you the total charges on Axel's account as well. Just give me a minute.
Thank you.
So yeah, now on Excel's account it will be 439. So the total will be, just give me a minute. There are only 2 accounts, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, just give me a minute. 453 + 439. So that will be 892.
All right. Do you have my card on file?
Just give me a minute, let me see if we have that over here. No, I don't have anything on Excel's account, but nothing on Hannah's account as well. What about your account number?
I don't have an account there, but I'm going to give you I want to set up a payment plan. Can I do $20 a month? Is that possible?
For $20, I will have to ask, because I'm not really sure if you can do 20. But I can get back to you on this.
What's
the
lowest?
Give you, we can do around 40 or 50.
How about 30?
For 30, we can. My last is always 50, but yeah, you don't have any job. I was like, okay, no worries, we can do 40. I can set up a plan with $40 a month.
All right, I guess, yeah, that's fine.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute, let me just add Alex with Hannah's account, and then we can do a family one.
You know what, hold on, before I set up a payment plan, I think I'm going to go talk to Christine at the office and see if I can get more money off. Again, I'm not working, I don't have any money, so I'm going to have to try to figure this out. But
sure.
That will still show in the account, the discount as is, right?
Yeah, it will, yeah, that won't be a problem, yeah. That's just
all
a self-pay charge.
I'm going to go to Christine this week. And then I'll talk to her, and I appreciate all your help. Thank you very much.
Yep, sir. Thank you. Thank you for understanding. Yep. You have a good day, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.